Hello there. Today's story tells about the second trip to Egypt.
Were Joseph's brothers afraid to go back to Egypt?
Yes, they were filled with fear as they returned. They were taking their youngest brother with them, just as the governor had ordered. Years before, they had sold their brother Joseph and made their father believe that he was dead. Their hearts have no peace because of their past evil deeds.
Brothers, what do you think will happen to us all? The governor thinks we're spies. Then we find the money we paid them back in our own grain sacks. Now we're ordered to go to the governor's house. What could he possibly want with us?
The governor had a wonderful secret and plan. He was really their brother Joseph, but they didn't know it. He was preparing a feast for them. He was happy because after many years, he was going to see his own little brother, Benjamin.
What happened?
His brothers were really surprised when they were brought into the banquet room and told they were going to eat with the governor. Then, when Joseph looked at Benjamin, he was so filled with love for him that he had to leave the room and weep. Soon he washed his tears away and returned. He had all the brothers seated at one table according to their age, the oldest at the head of the table and Benjamin at the end. The other brothers noticed all this.
Where did Joseph sit?
He sat by himself at a table that was loaded with food. Joseph told his servants what to serve each brother. Benjamin was given 5 times more than the others, and they had a wonderful time.
Did they guess who he was?
Not yet. Then Joseph secretly told his head servant to fill their sacks with food and put all the money back in the top of their sacks. But in Benjamin's sack, the servant was to put Joseph's own silver cup. Then they were sent home to their father.
Joseph had a great love for his brothers. But you know, the love of Jesus is greatest of all. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus did this when he died on the cross for our sins and rose again because he loved us. Thank him and receive him into your heart today.